More of B&the Breakfast Club, powered by Carlsbad Ford. Carlsbad Ford, a big dealer for a big morning show. Are you ready?
Listen all you want. We'll play more.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Be quiet.
Shut up!
...65 for the high today. I'll get you updated with Ron Roberts' forecast. Blowing dust is in that forecast. And from the text line this morning, I am on 128 headed east. I'll let you guys know if I see or find out anything about that wreck. In the meantime, I would say we call...
I call state police.
You call state police? Yeah, it's probably going to be Lee County, I would think. It's probably going to be... All right, it looks like the elderly in the United States are projected to be outnumbered by children for the very first time. So the elderly in the United States are projected to outnumber children for the very first time. People are not having babies like they used to. My mom and dad had five. I had five, but Tom, you had two.
I got two.
Will, you had two.
Dose.
So for the first time ever, elderly people over the age of 65 are going to outnumber children in the United States.
All right, wait a minute. Where's the other two that you had?
They were stepkids.
But oh, okay.
I raised them, so I'll claim them. And then my wife has kids now, so I'll claim them too.
How many do you have?
So now I got eight. I'm starting to feel like I'm, you know.
Eight is enough.
All right, so 65 years old, you're outnumbering your children, which is not good because we need us, especially me and you. Will's a little younger than us, but we need kids outnumbering the elderly so they can work and pay for my Social Security.
Well, there is.
Yes, I am a selfish son of a gun.
There is that, right. But you got to realize we're talking about millennials here. They're not going to be working and paying for Jack.
Oh, okay. Right. Looks like Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is saying he plans to invest his money in space travel. Amazon rockets will begin arriving in space in 2020, they say. 2019, if you have Prime, I do believe. And one of my favorite companies is going public. Wait for the free stuff to go away, and it won't be my favorite company anymore. Dropbox is going public, which means... The free accounts are probably going away.
Oh, man.
You know how many free accounts I have? I have four.
More than you're supposed to.
I have four accounts because I keep running out of space. So
you're too cheap to buy a paid account.
Yeah, I make up another email and get another free one.
By the way, and I think this is your doing, B.
What?
That toilet seat is orange.
I don't know what happened there. Well, hey, ain't my doing.
No, it looks like someone cleaned it with something and it stained the toilet seat.
Looked like an orange popsicle. That's what it looks like.
I thought it was your butt print.
Wait, I can't get that thought out of my head.
I think Tom was preparing for his role as President Trump.
He
the orange body paint. All right, Tom.
Ball game. Okay, go ahead.
Here you go. OMG, I just love you guys. And Tom, my gosh, you so make the show. You are so funny. I love the way Will and B just pick on you, and you're just so, oh, well, ha, ha, ha. I laugh all morning long. Wish you guys could be on longer, like all day.
Oh,
y'all.
Well, I don't know about
that. I don't know if I could come up with enough. All right, never judge a book by the cover.
Right.
A man dressed up as Elsa from Frozen. Let it go, let it go.
Oh, please.
Let it go. So he's dressed up as Elsa, pushes a police van out of a snowdrift. So he saved the police. In the case of you haven't seen this yet, the video is going viral. I posted it. It's up on the Facebook page. Go like us on Facebook.
When you said he pushes it, are you talking with his hands or with
he pushed them out and single-handedly pushed them out of a snowdrift. And he was not wearing a coat, just a dress and the gloves. And the dress was Elsa's dress.
Oh, boy.
And somebody filmed the whole thing outside a pub. The crowd cheered Elsa the whole time. It turned out the guy is 37 years old. And an attorney named Jason Tiplett. Go and check it out on our Facebook page. And if you haven't liked our Facebook page, please like the Facebook page. You can find out more information at amosaplasticsurgery.com.
Thank you, Dr. Gang.
All right, the boob of the day this morning. 31-year-old Thomas Phillips of Gainesville, Florida, facing felony charges after allegedly clobbering a man in the face with a tennis ball launcher. Those are the things that you have if you have a dog and you launch the tennis ball. Phillips was at a dog run outside of Gainesville by his apartment complex when his pooch got off his leash and attacked another dog. That's when it all got ugly. Mr. Hester was attempting to separate the dogs when Phillips came running over. However, instead of trying to help separate the dogs, he clobbered him in the face with the tennis ball launcher. He has been arrested for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The tennis ball launcher is now a deadly weapon. A group of dogs at a local kennel walked outside and sat in silence as they watched the fight ensue. They said, look at my owner getting the heck beat out of him. Several pet stores, by the way, are raising the minimum age of tennis ball launchers because they could be deadly. Maybe Las Cruces can take up that measure coming up next.
Watch out.
And that is the boob of the day being brought to you by Amosa Plastic Surgery. More information available at AmosaPlasticSurgery.com.
Thank you, Dr. Gallego.
Thank you so much, Tom. 877-396-W105. You can also post up on our Facebook page this morning about the question of the day. And it's not, is Tom a, what does that be, a male chauvinist pig?
I am not.
Only women can wash dishes. They do it different. Their hands are made to fit around that sponge a little different. Is that what you're saying, Tom?
B, you bad too.
No, not me.
Uh-huh.
I wash the dishes.
Does we wash the dishes?
She washes the dishes most of the time, but I do wash dishes.
Because you tell her, woman, go to the sink.
No, I never talk to her like that. It's called respect. I might say, baby, please, can you give me a sweet tea? Morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jay Allen the Fat.
What's going on?
Hey, you should have told the real boob of the day.
What's that?
Oh, Tom, for what he's saying.
I tell you what, he is the boob of the day every day.
Y'all have a good one.
Hey, that's why he's not married anymore. Exactly why.
On the texter, play Trump again, please.
You want me to play Trump again? Play again? All right. Now, remember, this is not really President Trump. I just thought I'd make sure you understand that.
Everybody is raving about my speech yesterday where I talked about my tremendous plan to murder drug dealers. We are going to go on a killing spree the likes of which no one has ever seen. We already picked up the guy who Obama buys his hash from, and we're going to get him to roll on everybody, believe me. And I'm going to tell you something. These scumbags aren't going to get off easy and get a quick death. Last night, my Secretary of Defense, Mad Dog Mattis, waterboarded a Walgreens pharmacist with a gallon of Dilaudid and Robitussin AC. I saw it on Skype. It was unbelievable. So remember, kids, just say no to drugs and point out whoever pushes them in your neighborhood, and we'll have them hit with a car and make it look like an accident.
All right, so we played it again for you. All right, a bunch of millionaires got together yesterday by the name of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Michael Moore, and talked about how bad rich people are. They're all millionaires. They're all millionaires, and they were talking about greed and this and that.
Hello, Bernie bot. Sanders. This is Kettle.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders owns three houses. The last one was over $1 million, and he built it on, it's a lake house. And I'm not hating because of that. I'm hating for his hypocrisy. You know, talking bad about rich people.
Oh, those 1%ers.
And same thing with Elizabeth Warren and Michael Moore. You're all millionaires, and you want to talk about inequality. Together, their net worth is about $55 million. Right. Together.
That's when all these actors, you know, they start talking about, you know, how bad people have it, how bad America is. Like, shut up.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Stop it already.
If you had any clue what it was like to actually be in the real world, then maybe I might have some, appreciate what you have to say. Otherwise, shut up.
If you want to talk to somebody that has some money problems, you can talk to me. I'll tell you about it. Toys R Us announced they plan to close all 800 of their stores in the United States. All of the Toys R Us stores are going to be gone. And they also announced they need somebody to adopt the roller skating giraffe. Anybody that wants that giraffe, please contact Toys R Us today. Because looks like their phones will be turned off tomorrow and there won't be any internet on Monday. So get in touch with them today.
Man, that was one of my favorite memories as a kid, getting to go to Toys R Us.
Yeah, well, they're done. All of their stores are closed. Thanks, Amazon. Thank you so much.
Oh, by the way, can I ask you something?
What?
That battery charger you lent me yesterday?
I lent you. That's correct. Lent you.
Well,
he's learning.
You want to buy it?
What do I need to... Do I need to give it back?
Yeah, it's $139. Yeah, you can either fark up $139 or you can give it back.
Now, you just bought it, so it's depreciated already.
It's $139. You want it? You don't
want it? Will, can you tell him something?
How about if I tell you to go buy a new battery so you don't have to keep starting
it? You had to jump it off again today?
Yeah, it was cold out there.
You got a problem. I was waiting for you to come back because I know you would appreciate the story. I don't even know if Tom would get it. A nun is battling Katy Perry over the real estate deal that collapsed and died in court. She actually died in court. And you know why she died? I finally figured out why this nun died.
Oh, wow.
Well, she heard the song. She had a heart attack when she heard the song, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. That's what happened. Tom ain't a look at news coming up. I'm just saying that is what happened.
But you're right. Tom wouldn't know anything about kissing girls.
Yeah. Or Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The boob of the day is coming up in just a second. Looks like Facebook in one day lost $21 billion in early trade yesterday over a new report that a consultant gained inappropriate access to data from 50 million Facebook users. The news caused Mark Zuckerberg to change his Facebook status for his relationship to It's Complicated after losing $21 billion in one day. All right, Joy Behar has apologized for what she said about Mike Pence and about Christians being crazy because they talk to God. She said yesterday on the show, and I'm quoting, I think that Mike Pence is right. I was raised to respect people's religion, and I fell short of that. I didn't sincerely apologize. Mm-hmm. ABC made her apologize.
You know,
I was going to say, the real reason I'm apologizing right now is because my job is in jeopardy, and no one else is going to hire my nasty butt.
Yeah, exactly. Morning, how are you doing today? Where are you calling from?
This is Richard from the Patch.
Hey, what's going on, Richard?
Oh, I'm just working my butt off almost.
Well, you know, it's better than the alternative.
Well, that's true. If I wake up on the green side of the dirt, I'm happy.
There, yeah, right. No doubt. So, what do you think about President Trump's initiative to just kill drug dealers?
I think it's pretty good. Every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, have a town circle, you know, town square, something like that, and just hang them. And if that doesn't work too good, you know, just call a couple of us. We'd be more than happy to shoot them.
Well, you know, I just got finished watching this series on Netflix called Hell on Wheels. What a great Western series. And, they didn't have a problem. They didn't have a problem. Yeah, they hung women, men. It really didn't matter.
Really?
They hung everybody.
Get old Judge Roy Bean type justice again. Yeah, it's just like when Hinckley shot Reagan on national TV. We watched it and everything on TV. You know, find out if anybody else was involved and then take them out behind the barn and hang them.
Be done with it. There you go. Hey, appreciate you, brother. You don't work too hard. American Airlines, there is now a congressman that has come forward and said, we need to fix the issue of dogs flying on the airplane because dogs are family members.
Or service dogs.
And, I think we've gone out of hand with the service dogs. I'm just going to say it. I think we have gone crazy with the service dogs. There was a lady on TV this weekend. She had a service pet, and it was a duck. what do they call it?
Emotional support animals.
Yes.